This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Pandora, the music streaming service, is gearing up a new advertising algorithm. It'll let political campaigns and parties advertise to Pandora listeners based on the music that those listeners like. At the heart of that service, of course, is the assumption that a person's musical taste can help predict the way they'll vote. So, science, nonsense, or just a really good business gimmick? Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Pandora is free for most of its millions of users, so ad revenue is crucial. Laura Martin is a senior media analyst for Needham & Company.
About 80% of Pandora's total revenue is advertising, and they generated about $600 million of revenue in 2013.
From all kinds of ads, including political ads. During the last presidential election, Pandora could tell advertisers two things, your zip code and how people in your zip code vote. Now, Pandora is using more data, says Heidi Browning, a Pandora spokesperson.
We look at the variety of music that they listen to and then come up with the data science behind that to weight whether they're more likely to be a Democrat or a Republican.
Independent researchers also see a correlation. Brian Whitman is CTO of the Echo Nest, a music intelligence platform. Back in 2012, he tracked what people listened to and found...
We're able to predict with really high accuracy, who they vote for.
Fans of Rihanna and Lady Gaga likely to be Democrat. Kenny Chesney and Reba McEntire fans, Republican. Republicans, it turns out, also seem to love...
Pink Floyd. That actually surprised me, being a fan of that band.
Whitman also tracked artists that weren't good predictors. They appealed to both Republicans and Democrats. Everybody loves the Beatles and the Stones. But how about this one? Six bands out of the top 10 that drew fans from across the political spectrum were metal. Marilyn Manson, Alice in Chains, and Pantera speak to us, regardless of political persuasion. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.